The Inevitable Reversal. April 1, 2022. Another batch of 11,000 Pfizer documents were released by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Pfizer trial data revealed natural immunity was as effective as the jab, and that shot side effects were more severe in those under 55. From the Epoch Times. Do official reports sway your opinion? Likely not. Not when the mass hysteria that erupted over the last 2 years continues to haunt so many people's minds. What Pfizer has been forced to disclose is unsurprising to those of us who have been raising alarms for the past 2 years. The influence of a medical cartel on the government, media, and science, trademark, can have a significant impact on public perception. The quote continues. Interestingly, Pfizer's documentation also includes medical information that mainstream media and fact-checkers have labeled as misinformation or disinformation. You have been lied to. Again. Overseers and regulators of experimental medical products should not be financially or politically influenced by their manufacturers or promoters. But they are. Quote continues. The fact that Pfizer and the U.S. Food and Drug Administration were aware the shot caused immunosuppression is incriminating, now that UK government data show that, compared to the unvaccinated, those who have received two doses are up to 3 times more likely to be diagnosed with COVID-19, 2x more likely to be hospitalized with COVID-19, 3x more likely to die of COVID-19. You've been misled, misinformed, disinformed, politically polarized, psychologically manipulated, and systematically terrorized by your own government. You've allowed the broadest, most opportunistic medical fraud in history to terrify you, make you ill, and ruin friendships, marriages, families, businesses, livelihoods, and careers. In my opinion, masks and social distancing have always been based on a ridiculous, pseudoscientific lie. The virus does not exist. Viral contagion is a myth, and thus vaccines are irrelevant. The majority of us, including medical doctors trained in the strictly for-profit pharmaceutical model, know very little about the true nature of so-called viruses, their purpose, or function. A quote from Tessa Lena. At this point, it seems undeniable that the product is not safe or effective. And that's regardless of what anybody thinks about conspiracies. They are not safe in a world with conspiracies, and they are not in a world without conspiracies. They are not safe based on the sheer amount of deaths and injuries in previously healthy people in close temporal proximity to the injection, as well as based on the reports from horrified pathologists, as well as based on wild censorship around the topic of injuries. And yet we are told that the skeptics, who understand that we are being forced to take extremely unsafe medical procedures and thus feel violated, are horrible, irresponsible people. Talk about redirection. But that's not all. After 2 years of propaganda and persistent psychological manipulation, you've become cognitively pliable and suggestible. You are unwittingly opening the door to more asinine authoritarian government policies that have been in the works for years, aimed at protecting, providing for, including, neutering, and preventing you from destroying the climate. And that war over there, which your government is directly funding, you should also fund. Stand with that country, not your own. Tessa's quote continues. An ambitious leader desiring to rob someone on a massive scale would appeal to his dejected and humiliated compatriots, and sometimes even dramatically exaggerate their humiliation. He would say that it's those other people's fault that the compatriots are dejected and humiliated, or, at the very least, that those other people are clearly inferior, based on their ethnicity, religion, gender, medical status, and so on. Which makes it okay to abuse them and to take their dignity, prestige, and/or property away from them. The technique of redirecting dignity is how many horrible, senselessly cruel events were marketed to potential supporters. Take, for example, the Crusades, a military conquest that ruined a cultural and scientific renaissance enjoyed by the people in the Middle East at the time. Or the genocide of the original people of the Americas, or Hitler's quest to make life better for true Germans, and so on. If people didn't fall prey so easily to the message of being wronged by that other obviously horrible person who has the stuff that you want, the world would be a better place. The state knows best, so don't think too hard. Don't question them. Don't speak ill of them, or protest, or gather peacefully, or they'll freeze your bank accounts and subsequently release them, but have you added to their bad list for life, or set the mind-fucked mob on you. The news trademark is true, and the science trademark is settled. Oh my.